probably one of our most fun songs. I wrote it to just be fun, like a fun, silly, like corny love song. So it's like very not deep. It's just like fun and trashy.
Das sagt Sarah Martin über den neuen Song ihrer Band Miga Martin. Frankie heißt der und der ist unser Song des Tages im Popfilter. Frankie ist auf jeden Fall was für alle Freundinnen und Freunde der wavigen Musik. Das wird direkt ab Sekunde 1 klar. Und wenn euch das gefällt, dann spitzt jetzt mal ganz genau die Ohren, denn heute wird der Popfilter zur ganzheitlichen Erfahrung. Wir präsentieren euch nicht nur den Song des Tages, sondern auch Miga Martin live auf der Bühne. Denn die Band, die spielt auf der Geburtstagsfeier von Detektor FM. Seit 15 Jahren machen wir Podcasts wie den Popfilter hier und das wollen wir am Donnerstag feiern. Am 28. November im UT Connewitz in Leipzig. Mit dabei sind neben Podcaster Ulf Burmeier auch die Band Umschat und eben Miga Martin. Ja, und vielleicht ja auch ihr. Auf jeden Fall bringen Miga Martin ihren neuen Song Frankie mit. Wie es zu dem kam und was bei der Band sonst noch so schlummert, erzählen euch die MusikerInnen jetzt selbst. Es ist Dienstag, der 26. November und ich bin Marietta. Hi!
I'm Sarah. I am the vocalist and guitarist of the band.
My name is Max. I play bass and sing some backup vocals and whatever we need to do in the studio for a recording, I try my best to do it as well.
Hey, I'm Freddie. I am the drummer and I guess producer, engineer. Also play all kinds of things in the studio. Yeah, with Miga Martin. It's not enough.
It is a very fun, very upbeat song, definitely our highest tempo and kind of like a disco-y new wave influence. I do think I had the little seed at the beginning with this bass line.
Yeah, it was just that we were at our rehearsal space and how we often write songs. For instance, in this case, Max had the melody on the bass. I feel like Freddie started the drum beat as a joke and like they were just like playing off of each other and like just having fun. And then we just started jamming it in the studio. And
I think me and Max do that for almost every song that we've written. In our rehearsal space, we will kind of play like, you know, like those big game hosts, like Russian... I don't know if it's Russian roulette or like just like the wheel or whatever. And we'll go through like the randomest genres and play the idea in like the randomest genres, like polka or what about like new wave, 16th note, fast beat. So we tried to make it like really new wavy, as in like Joy Division, New Order kind of thing. And at first, I guess we really like indulged that like really fast paced and like with the like really fast drumming and the bass and, you know, like very like chorusy bass type thing and stuff. I saw you this morning, thought that you might like to know.
I received your message for a few days ago. But we took it into a cuter direction, I'd say, like happily, you know, not trying to be super cold and cool, like I guess like that Joy Division New Order sound is like has this like distance and like off somewhere else. But this, to be honest, the name is inspired by, can I say this detail? I'm sure I can. His name is inspired by the artist Frankie Cosmos, who you may, maybe that rings a bell, who I would say makes very cute, intimate music, like as if you're in the living room with her.
I'm too stressed out to do the thing that they won't do. Why should I fight back? I'm just not like that. And I'm sorry.
And so it's kind of combining those worlds because the melody is super cute and simple and very catchy and very lovely. So those two worlds kind of collided with this song.
It's about...
It's a simp song.
Like, just we were joking around saying it's like a simple song, like from the Shins, or but then... or I was joking around. And then, but then, yeah, I was just kept calling it a Sim song because it's just like, yeah, I just thought it'd be fun to write a song about just like being so head over heels for someone. You would just do whatever. That's literally the lyric.
I guess there's that outro that just 4 or 5 times repeated. Never gonna fall, never gonna fall. Not when I'm with you.
Mm-hmm.
I guess that's sweet. For the longest time before we actually like went into the studio and broke down the lyrics and stuff and talked about anything, I thought this song was about kind of like not wanting to fall in love, because that line saying like never gonna fall, never gonna fall, not when I'm with you, I thought you were actually singing, for the longest time I thought you were actually singing the opposite, like you didn't want to fall for someone.
Ooh.
And you're like trying to prevent it or something. The whole image in my head with that type of kind of like Joy Division-y type of track or something, I was like, oh yeah, for sure, that totally makes more sense. So, and then we went to the studio and like talked about the lyrics and the whole thing, and I was like, oh wow.
You're like, I was not on the same page. Like, oh. So funny.
Yeah, multiple meanings, like a painting. Hey, this is Max.
Hey, this is Freddie.
And this is Sarah, and we're Meager Martin. You're listening to our new single on Pop Filter.
Das ist Frankie von Meager Martin. Und da, wo der Song herkommt, wird auch noch einiges mehr herkommen. Das hat uns die Band auch noch erzählt.
This is an EP of, it's like an eclectic mix of different styles and and songs that I feel like kind of culminate our sound. It's like a little sound sampler
at the moment. Yeah, I guess at the moment.
So. Yeah. So yeah, it's just like some of our favorite songs. A lot of the songs we've already played live a lot. So if you've seen us play live, you've heard the EP pretty much.
Ja, und wenn ihr Miga Martin noch nicht live gesehen habt oder sie gern nochmal live sehen wollt, dann gut für euch. Wir bringen Miga Martin, wie gesagt, übermorgen am 28. November auf die Bühne im UT Konnewitz in Leipzig. Und das hier erwartet euch beim Konzert.
I mean, there's no one way to have a good show, but I do think we're like really focused on the music and not like anything else.
Any gimmicks.
Any gimmicks. I didn't want to say that word. That's exactly the word I was thinking of.
They can always expect the inside joke between us. I feel like we joke around between us on stage.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just about every show. We have a new joke or two in store for the masses.
I guess so. That is our gimmick. So I take it back. We have extreme musical connection and then extreme sarcastic, funny bullshit.
Yeah, something like that.
Salty and sweet. Yeah. Heaven and hell. We bring our characters Malcolm, our devil, and Frankie, our angel, and they fight it out.
Engel und Teufel fechten das live aus, sagen sie. Also wenn das nicht mal vielversprechend klingt. Wir freuen uns auf jeden Fall schon auf das Konzert und hoffen, möglichst viele von euch da zu sehen. Denn wir als Popfilter-Team sind natürlich auch dabei. Neben Miga Martin spielt auch noch die Band Umschat bei unserem Geburtstagskonzert. Dazu gibt es auch eine ganz ausführliche Popfilter-Folge. Die verlinke ich euch in den Shownotes, genauso wie Infos und Tickets zum Event. Schön, dass ihr zugehört habt. Danke an Anton Burmester für diese Folge. Mein Name ist Maria Hinter. Ich sehe euch dann am Donnerstag und wir hören uns morgen wieder. Tschüss und bis dann.
Dieser Podcast wird vermarktet durch die Podcastbude.